They will apologize to you with all sorts of excuses when you return to them. Say, present no excuses. We shall not believe you. Allah has already revealed to us the whole truth about you. Now Allah and His Rasul will keep a watch over your conduct. In the end, you will return to Him who knows what is hidden and what is open, and He will tell you all that you have been doing. They will swear to you by Allah when you return to them, so that you may leave them alone. So leave them alone. They are filth. Hell shall be their abode, a punishment for their misdeeds. They will swear to you in order to please you, but even if you be pleased with them, Allah will never be pleased with these transgressors. The Arabs of the desert are the worst in disbelief and hypocrisy, and are the least inclined to acknowledge the limits that Allah has revealed to His Rasul. Allah is all-knowledgeable, all-wise. Some of the desert Arabs look upon whatever they spend in the way of Allah as a penalty and wait for some misfortune to befall you. May misfortune befall them. Allah hears all and knows all. But some of the desert Arabs believe in Allah and the last day, and look on what they spend in the way of Allah as a means of bringing them close to Allah and to the prayers of the Rasul. Indeed, closer they shall be brought. Soon Allah will admit them to His mercy. Allah is forgiving, merciful. As for the first pioneers who accepted Islam from the Muhajir and the Ansar, and those who follow them in good deeds, Allah is well pleased with them, and they are pleased with Him. He has prepared for them gardens beneath which rivers flow, wherein they shall live forever. That is the mighty achievement. Some of the desert Arabs around you are hypocrites, and so are some of the residents of Medina, who are fanatical in their hypocrisy. You do not know them, but we know them. Soon we shall give them double punishment, then they shall be turned to the most severe chastisement. There are some who have confessed their sins. They have mixed records of good and bad deeds. It is quite possible that Allah may turn to them in mercy, for Allah is forgiving, merciful. Take sadaqat from their wealth, so that they may thereby be cleansed and purified, and pray for them, for your prayer will give them comfort. Allah hears all and knows all. Do they not know that Allah accepts repentance from His servants and takes their sadaqat? And surely Allah is the one who is the acceptor of repentance, the merciful. Tell them, do as you will. Allah, His Rasul, and the believers will now keep watch over your conduct. Then you shall be brought to His court who knows the hidden and the open, and He will inform you of all that you have done. There are yet others whose case is held in suspense for the decision of Allah. He will either punish them or turn to them in mercy, and Allah is knowledgeable, wise. There are others who built a masjid for mischievous motives, to spread disbelief and to disunite the believers, and an outpost for one who had made war against Allah and His Rasul before. They will indeed swear that their intentions are nothing but good, but Allah declares that they are absolute liars. You should never stand to offer salah in it. Certainly the masjid founded on piety from the very first day is more deserving that you should stand to offer salah in it. For in it there are men who love to be purified, and Allah loves those who purify themselves. Who is a better person? He who lays the foundation of his building on piety to Allah and His good pleasure, or he who lays the foundation of his building on an undermined bank that will tumble down with him into the fire of hell? Allah does not guide such wrongdoers. The foundation of those who so build is never free from suspicion and shakiness in their hearts, until their hearts are cut to pieces. Allah is knowledgeable, wise. Indeed, Allah has purchased from the believers their persons and their wealth, and in return has promised them paradise. They fight in the cause of Allah, and slay and are slain. This is a true promise which is binding on him, mentioned in Torah, the Injil, and the Quran. And who is more true in fulfilling his promise than Allah? Rejoice, therefore, in the bargain which you have made, and that is a mighty achievement. Those that turn to Allah in repentance, serve Him, praise Him, move about the land for His sake, make ruku' and sujood, enjoin what is good and forbid what is evil, and observe the limits set by Allah. O Prophet, proclaim the good news to such believers. It is not proper for the Prophet and those who believe that they should beg forgiveness for the mushrikeen, even though they be their relatives, after it has been explained to them that they are inmates of hellfire. Ibrahim prayed for his father's forgiveness only to fulfill a promise he had made to him, but when it became clear to him that he was an enemy of Allah, he disassociated himself from him. The fact is that Ibrahim was tender-hearted, forbearing. It is not the way of Allah to confound people after he has guided them until he makes clear to them what they should guard against. Surely Allah has the knowledge of everything. Surely it is Allah to whom belongs the kingdom of the heavens and the earth. He gives life and causes to die. You have none besides Allah to protect or to help. Allah forgave the Prophet and those Muhajir and Ansar who stood by him in the time of distress. When some were on the point of losing heart, he turned to them in mercy. Surely to them he is most kind, most merciful. He also turned in mercy to the three, the decision of whose case was deferred. So despondent were they that the earth, with all its vastness, and their own souls seemed to close in upon them. They knew for certain that there was no refuge from Allah except in him. Then he turned to them in mercy, so that they could repent. Surely Allah is the one who is oft returning, the merciful. O believers, have fear of Allah and be with those who are truthful in word and deed. It is not proper for the people of Medina and the Bedouin Arabs of the neighborhood to forsake the Rasul of Allah or to jeopardize his life so as to safeguard their own, because they do not suffer any thirst or hunger or any ordeal for the sake of Allah, or take any step which may provoke the unbelievers or receive any injury from an enemy, but shall be written down as a good deed in their account. For Allah does not waste the reward of the righteous. Likewise, they do not spend anything for the cause of Allah, be it small or large, or cut across a valley in jihad, but it is written down to their credit, so that Allah may reward them based on the best of their deeds. It is not proper that the believers should go forth altogether. Therefore, why not a squadron from each division stay behind, so that they may obtain the understanding of the deen, and admonish the people when they return to them, so that they may refrain from un-Islamic conduct. O believers, fight the unbelievers who hem you in, to let them know how strong you are. You should know that Allah is on the side of the God-fearing. Whenever a surah is revealed, some of them ask, whose faith from among you has increased by this? Certainly the faith of the believers is increased, and they do rejoice. As for those whose hearts contain malice, it will add filth to their existing filth, and they will die while they are still disbelievers. Do they not see that they are tested every year once or twice, yet they neither repent nor learn a lesson from this? Whenever a surah is revealed, they look at each other as if to ask, is anyone watching? Then they silently slip away. Allah has slipped their hearts, for they are people who do not want to understand. Now there has come to you a Rasul from among yourselves, the one who grieves at your loss and who is excessively anxious for your success in both worlds, and who is compassionate and merciful towards the believers. Now if they turn away from you, say, Allah is all-sufficient for me, there is no God but Him, in Him I have put my trust, He is the Rabb of the mighty throne. Surat Yunus. Alif Lam Ra. These are the verses of the Book of Wisdom. Does it seem strange to the people that we revealed our will to a man from among themselves, saying, warn mankind and give the good news to the believers that they are on sound footing with their Rabb? The disbelievers say, this man is indeed an obvious magician. The fact is that your Rabb is the same Allah who created the heavens and the earth in 6 yom, and is firmly established on the throne of authority, and is directing the affairs of the universe. None can intercede for you except the one who receives his permission. This is Allah, your Rabb, so worship him. Will you not receive admonition? To him you shall all return. Allah's promise is true. He is the one who originates the process of creation and repeats it so he may justly reward those who believed in him and did righteous deeds. As for those who disbelieved, They shall have boiling fluids to drink and shall undergo a painful punishment because they rejected the truth. He is the one who gave the sun its brightness and the moon its light, established her phases that you may learn to compute the years and other such counts. Allah created them only to manifest the truth. He has spelled out his revelations for people who want to understand. Indeed, in the alternation of the night and the day, and what Allah has created in the heavens and the earth, there are signs for those who are God-fearing. As for those who do not hope to meet us on the day of judgment, being well pleased and satisfied with this worldly life, and those who give no heed to our revelations, they shall have the fire as their abode because of what they had earned. It is also a fact that those who believe sincerely in the truth which is revealed in this book and do good deeds, their Rabb will guide them because of their faith, and rivers will flow beneath their feet in gardens of bliss. Their slogan therein will be, "Glory to you, O Allah," and their greetings therein will be, "Peace be upon you," and their closing remarks will be, "All praises are for Allah alone, the Rabb of the world." If Allah were to hasten the punishment for their evil, as they hasten in asking good of this world, then the respite given to the people would have been terminated. But this is not our way. We leave those people alone who do not entertain the hope of meeting us to blunder about in their rebellion. Whenever affliction touches a man, he prays to us, whether lying down on his side, sitting, or standing on his feet. But as soon as we relieve his affliction, he walks away as if he had never prayed to us for removing that affliction which touched him. Thus the foul deeds which they do are made fair-seeming to the transgressors. We have destroyed generations before your time when they adopted unjust attitudes. Their rasuls came to them with clear signs, but they would not believe. Thus do we requite the criminals. Then we made you their successors in the land, so that we may observe how you would conduct yourselves. When our clear revelations are recited to them, those who entertain no hope of meeting us say to you, "Bring us a Quran different than this, or make some changes in it." O Muhammad, tell them, "It is not possible for me to change it myself. I follow only what is revealed to me. Indeed, I cannot disobey my Rabb, for I fear the punishment of a mighty day. Say, if Allah wanted otherwise, I would have not recited this to you, nor would have made you aware of it. Indeed, a whole lifetime I lived among you before its revelation. Why do you not use your common sense? Who can be more unjust than the one who himself forges a lie, then ascribes it to Allah, or falsifies his real revelations? Indeed, such criminals can never prosper. They worship other deities besides Allah, who can neither harm them nor benefit them, and they say, 'These are our intercessors with Allah.' O Muhammad, say to them, are you informing Allah of what he knows to exist neither in the heavens nor in the earth? Glory to him, he is far above from having the partners they ascribe to him. Mankind was once just one nation. Later on they became divided through inventing different creeds. If your Rabb had not already given his word, the matters in which they differ would have certainly been decided. In regards to their saying, 'Why has not a sign been sent down to him from his Rabb?' tell them, Allah alone hath the knowledge of the unseen. Wait if you will, I too shall wait with you. When we show mercy to mankind after some calamity had afflicted them, they begin to plot against our revelations. Tell them, Allah is more swift in plotting than you. Indeed, our angels are recording all the plots you make. He is the one who enables you to travel through the land and by the sea, until when you are on board a ship, and the ship sails with favorable wind, and they feel happy about it. But when there comes a stormy wind, and the waves reach them from all sides, and they think they are being overwhelmed, then they pray to Allah with their sincere devotion, saying, 'If you deliver us from this, we shall become your true thankful devotees.' Yet, when he does deliver them, behold, the same people become unjustly rebellious in the land. O mankind, your rebellion is against your own souls, the transitory pleasure of this world. In the end, you have to return to us. Then we shall inform you of what you have done. The example of this worldly life is like the water which we send down from the sky. It mingles with the soil and produces vegetation which becomes the food for men and animals. Then, at the very time when the crops are ripened and the land looks attractive, the people to whom it belongs think that they are able to cultivate it, and there comes our scourge upon it by night or in broad day, and we mow it down thoroughly as if nothing existed there yesterday. Thus do we spell out our signs for those who are thoughtful. Allah invites you to the home of peace and guides whom He pleases to the right way. Those who do good deeds shall have a good reward and even more than they deserve. Neither blackness nor disgrace shall cover their faces. They will be the inhabitants of paradise. They will live therein forever. As for those who have done evil deeds, they will be rewarded with like evil. Disgrace will cover them. They shall have none to protect them from Allah, as if their faces have been covered with patches of the dense darkness of night. They will become the inmates of the fire. They will live therein forever. On the day when we shall gather them all together, we shall say to those who committed shirk, stay where you are, you and those whom you set as partners with us. We will separate them from one another. Then the sharaka will say, it was not us that you worshipped. Allah is an all-sufficient witness between you and us. We were quite unaware of your worship. Thereupon, every soul shall know what it had sent forth, as they will be brought in the court of Allah, their true patron, and their invented falsehoods will leave them in the lurch. Ask them, who provides your sustenance from the heaven and from the earth? Who has control over hearing and sight? Who brings forth the living from the dead and the dead from the living? Who regulates the universe? They will soon reply, Allah. Say, why do you not then fear Him, for you are going against the truth? The same Allah is your real Rabb. What is left after truth except falsehood? How then can you turn away? Thus has the word of your Rabb proved true in regards to the transgressors that they do not believe. Ask them, can your sharaka create anything and then repeat its process? If they do not answer, then tell them, well, Allah creates and then repeats the process. Then how is it that you are so misled? Again, ask them, is there any of your sharaka who can guide you to the truth? If they do not answer, then tell them, well, Allah can guide you to the truth. Then who is more worthy to be followed, he that can guide you to the truth or he that cannot, and is himself in need of guidance? What is the matter with you? What kind of judgment do you make? The fact is that most of them follow nothing but mere conjecture, and conjecture is in no way a substitute for truth. Surely Allah is well aware of all that they do. This Quran is not such as could be produced by anyone other than Allah. In fact, it is the confirmation of prior revelations and fully explains the Holy Book. There is no doubt in this fact that it is from the Rabb of the worlds. Do they say He forged it? Tell them, if what you say is true, then produce one surah like this. You may even call to your aid anyone you want other than Allah. Nay, they do not believe in what they cannot grasp, for they have not yet seen its prophecy fulfilled. The same way those who passed before them disbelieved, but see what was the end of the wrongdoers. Of these people there are some who will believe in it and some who will not, and your Rabb best knows the troublemakers. If they do not believe you, say, I am responsible for my actions and you are for yours. You are not accountable for my actions, nor I am responsible for what you do. There are some among them who pretend to hear what you say, but can you make the deaf to listen to you, incapable as they are of understanding? Then there are some among them who pretend to look at you, but can you show the way to the blind? The fact is that Allah does not do injustice to mankind in any way, but men are unjust to their own souls. On that day when He will gather them all together, it will appear to them as if they had not stayed in this world but an hour of a day to get to know each other. At that time, they will realize that In fact, the losers are those who denied the meeting with Allah and were not rightly guided. Whether we show you in your lifetime some consequences of what we have promised them, or cause you to die before that, in any case, they will have to return to us. Moreover, Allah is watching all their actions. Every nation was sent a Rasul. Once their Rasul came, judgment was passed between them with all fairness, and they were not wronged in the least. They ask, when will this promise be fulfilled? Tell us if what you say be true. Say, I have no control over harm or benefit to myself, except what Allah wills. For every nation there is a deadline. When their deadline comes, it can neither be delayed for even a moment, nor can it be advanced. Say, have you ever considered that if a scourge fall upon you by night or by day, you can do nothing to avert it? What then is there that the criminals wish to hasten? Would you believe it when it actually overtakes you? Then you would beg it to be removed, although it had been your own wish to hurry it on. Then it will be said to the wrongdoers, taste the everlasting punishment. Should you not be rewarded according to your deeds? They will ask you, is what you say really true? Tell them, yes, by my Rabb, it is absolutely true, and you will not be able to avert it. If every person that has done injustice possessed all that the earth contains, he would be willing to offer it all in ransom to redeem himself if he could. They will regret in their hearts when they see the punishment of hell. The decision between them will be made with justice, and no wrong will be done to them. Be aware, all that is in the heavens and the earth belongs to Allah. Be aware, the promise of Allah is true, yet most of them do not know. He is the one who gives life and causes death, and to him you shall all return. O mankind, there has come to you an instruction from your Rabb, a cure for whatever is in your heart, a guidance and a blessing for the true believers. Say, it is the grace and mercy of Allah, so let the people rejoice over it, for it is better than they are collecting. O Prophet, ask them, have you ever considered that out of the sustenance which Allah has given you, you yourselves have made some things halal and others haram? Ask them, did Allah permit you to do so, or do you ascribe a false thing to Allah? What treatment do you think those people will get who ascribe false things to Allah on the day of resurrection? Indeed, Allah is full of grace to mankind, but most of them are not grateful. No matter what affairs you may be engaged in, what portion from the Quran you may be reciting, and whatever deeds you may be doing, we are a witness thereof when you are deeply occupied with it. For there is not even an iota of anything in the earth or in the heaven that is hidden from your Rabb, neither anything smaller than that nor larger, but is recorded in a glorious book. Be aware, the friend of Allah has nothing to fear or to regret. Those who believe and guard against evil, for them is good news in this life and in the hereafter. Allah's words do not change. This is indeed the mighty achievement. O Prophet, let not their remarks grieve you. Surely all honor belongs to Allah. He hears all and knows all. Be aware, indeed, whatever is in the heavens and in the earth belongs to Allah. Those who invoke other deities besides Allah follow nothing but conjectures and preach nothing but falsehood. He is the one who has made the night for you to rest therein and the day so that you can see. Indeed, there are signs in this for those who listen to his message. They say, Allah has begotten a son. Glory to him. He is self-sufficient. His is all that is in the heavens and in the earth. Have you any proof for what you say? Would you ascribe to Allah something about which you have no knowledge? O Prophet, tell them, those who ascribe false things to Allah will never prosper. Well, they may have a little enjoyment in this world, but eventually they will have to return to us, and then we will make them taste the severest punishment for their unbelief. Quote to them the story of Nuh, when he said to his people, O my people, if it offends you that I should live among you and preach to you the revelations of Allah, then you should know that I have put my trust in Allah. Go ahead and muster all your sharaka and come up with your united decision. Plan it well so that you may have no doubt that it is foolproof. then execute it against me and give me no respite. If you have turned away from my message, I did not lose anything, for I did not ask any reward from you for my services. My reward is only from Allah. I have been commanded to become a Muslim, but they disbelieved him. As a result, we saved him and those of them who were with him in the ark, and we made them successors in the earth, and drowned those who rejected our revelations. You see what was the end of those who were warned, but did not believe. Then after him we sent Rasuls to their descendants. They came to them with clear signs, but they would not believe what they had rejected before. Thus do we set seals upon the hearts of those who exceed the limits. Then later on we sent Musa and Harun to Pharaoh and his chiefs with our signs, but they showed arrogance, for they were a guilty nation. When the truth did come to them from us, they said, "This is indeed sheer magic." Musa replied, "Is this what you say of the truth when it comes to you? Is this a magic? Magicians do not prosper." They said, "Have you come to turn us away from the faith of our forefathers in order that you too may become the leaders in the land? We will never believe in you." Pharaoh said, "Bring me every skillful magician." When the magicians came, Musa said to them, "Throw what you wish to throw." So when they had thrown, Musa said, "The magic that you have brought, Allah will surely prove it wrong, for Allah does not promote the work of mischief makers. By his words, Allah vindicates the truth, much as the criminals may dislike it." None but a few youth from his own people believed in Musa because of the fear of Pharaoh and his chiefs, lest they should persecute them, and certainly Pharaoh was mighty in the land, and the one who did not hesitate to transgress any limit. Musa said, "O my people, if you sincerely believe in Allah, then put your trust in him, if you are really Muslims." They replied, "In Allah do we put our trust. Our Rabb, do not let us suffer at the hands of unjust people, and deliver us through your mercy from the nation of unbelievers. We revealed our will to Musa and his brother, saying, 'Take your people to dwell in Egypt, and make your houses as your Qibla, and establish Salah, and give good news to the believers.'" Musa prayed, "Our Rabb, you have indeed bestowed on Pharaoh and his chief splendor and wealth in this worldly life. Our Rabb, have you done this so that they may mislead people from your way? Our Rabb, destroy their wealth and harden their hearts so that they may not believe until they see the painful punishment." Allah replied, "Your prayer shall be answered, so remain steadfast and do not follow the path of those who have no knowledge. We led the children of Israel across the sea. Pharaoh and his host pursued them with wickedness and oppression, until when drowning he cried out, 'I believe that there is no God but him in whom the children of Israel believe, and I have become one of the Muslims.' In response, it was said to him, 'Now you believe, but a little while before you were disobedient and one of the mischief makers. We shall save your body this day, so that you may become a sign for the succeeding generations. Indeed, many among mankind are heedless of our signs.' We settled the children of Israel in a respectable dwelling place and provided them with the good things of life. They did not cause dissension until after knowledge had come to them. Surely your Rabb will judge between them in those matters in which they caused dissension on the day of resurrection. If you are in doubt regarding what we have revealed to you, ask those who have been reading the book before you. In fact, the truth has indeed come to you from your Rabb. Therefore, do not be of those who doubt, and do not join those who deny the revelations of Allah. Otherwise, you will become one of the losers. In fact, those against whom the word of your Rabb has proved true will not believe, even if every sign should come to them, until they themselves see the painful punishment. Was there any town which, seeing the scourge, believed, and their belief profited them, except the people of Yunus? When they believed, we removed from them the disgraceful scourge and allowed them to enjoy their worldly life for a while. If it had been the will of your Rabb that all the people of the world should be believers, all the people of the earth would have believed. Would you then compel mankind against their will to believe? It is not possible for anyone to believe except by the permission of Allah, and he throws filth on those who do not use their common sense. Say, look at whatever exists in the heavens and the earth. Signs and warnings do not benefit those people who do not believe. Now are they waiting for evil days like the ones that befell the people who passed away before them? Say, wait if you will, I too will wait with you. When such a time comes, we rescue our Rasuls and those who believe. This is our way. It is but right that we rescue the believers. Say, O people, doubt my deen if you will, but never will I worship those that you worship besides Allah. I worship Allah who has the power to cause death, and I am commanded to be one of the believers. I am further commanded, dedicate yourself to the deen in all uprightness, and be not of the mushrikeen. You shall not pray to others than Allah, who can neither benefit nor harm you. For if you do, you shall certainly become one of the wrongdoers. If Allah afflicts you with a calamity, none can remove it but He. And if He intends to bestow a favor, none can withhold His bounty. He bestows it on whomever of His servants He pleases. He is the forgiving, the merciful. O Muhammad, declare, O mankind, the truth has come to you from your Rabb. He that follows guidance follows it for his own good, and he that goes astray does so at his own risk. For I am not a custodian over you. O Prophet, follow what is revealed to you and be patient till Allah passes His judgment, for He is the best of all judges.